Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 31st, 2023. Pray every day. Question: what is the importance of writing a prayer every day? Answer: we need to pray every day and even several times a day in order to understand where we are and what our attitude to the creation, to the Creator, to our friends, and to ourselves is. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 25, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? The first step in the spiritual work. Question: is holding on to friends in spiritual work like using a baby walker? Answer: yes, of course. This is how the Creator supports us and teaches us to walk. It is in the group that we learn to walk correctly. Question: what does the first step of a child in spiritual work mean? Answer: a person must draw the right conclusion from what he has, because his first step depends on where he steps, toward the Creator or not. A path opens up for him through the group or somewhere to the side. This is the choice. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 25, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the measure of repentance? War and choice. Waging war and keeping the mitzvah of choice should be made in a place of permission, since the act is only a matter of permission. Hence, even if one fails, the sin will not be so great. This is why it is considered near to the reward, since if he wins the war, he will bring a new authority under the Kedusha, holiness, Balha Sulam, Shemati 142, the essence of the war. First of all, we need to consider whether we should fight against our evil inclination, which pushes us to war, or against the conditions of war, or not to fight at all. Therefore, here a war is by choice. It is said that if a person wins the war with the evil inclination, he will make a new choice in holiness, that is, by this, he will strengthen the force of bestowal, of love, and the connection between the parts of the common kli, and therefore this is the right choice. Question: starting to fight with your egoism is essentially the same as fighting with the Creator. How can a person do such a thing, knowing that the Creator is behind everything and will be able to win only if he wants to? Answer: yes, but the main thing for us is to show where we are. If this is a war, that is, all kinds of contradictions, then we choose the part closer to the Creator to support him. Working with the Creator should be such that we do everything that depends on us and then ask him to give us the strength to win this war. We must firmly understand what the evil inclination is so as not to make mistakes and try to demand support from the Creator so that he directs us correctly to realize what egoism is and how we can conquer it. We are obliged to seriously weigh what is in front of us, make a decision, and when we find out the answer and the right decision is, we will make a correction. Question: and what is our most important weapon with an evil inclination? Answer: connection. Only connection. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 16, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati 142, the essence of the war. The greatness of the Creator. Question: is the greatness of the Creator a force or a quality? Answer: it is the force that gives birth to us, controls us, and connects us. What we have is just the force that can allow us to feel what he is doing to us. This is our force, and everything else is the Creator. From feeling his actions on us, we move on to being in solidarity with him. Question: by what means can a person advance if he does not receive the greatness of the Creator? Answer: he joins his friends and through them begins to feel the force that pulls them forward. It is called the greatness of the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 18, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is the saboteur was in the flood, and was putting to death, in the work? If you encounter a villain, if you encounter this villain, draw him to the seminary, etc., and if not, remind him of the day of death. This means that he will remind him that the work should be in a place where he is not present, which is after one's skin. This is called working outside one's body, that he has not a single thought about his own body, Baal HaSulam. Shemati, 51. If you encounter this villain, egoism offends us by driving us into indecent, low states. This is its job. But we must ask the Creator to change us because we have no power against egoism. Only the Creator can help us. Question: it is written, if you encounter this villain, draw him to the seminary, etc. And if not, remind him of the day of death. What is this condition if not, remind him of the day of death? Answer: if egoism does not agree, then remind it that we all die, and first of all it dies within us exactly when we want to get rid of it. Question: what if this villain does not offend me and the scoundrels are nowhere to be seen as if they are hiding somewhere? Answer: this happens because you love your egoism. Question: how can I complain to the Creator about egoism, about the will to receive? Should I cry or just ask for advice? Answer: you can do it in any way. If you blame your egoism for not allowing you to come closer to the Creator, then complain to him about this evil force that does not allow you to reach him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 15, 2023. Writing of Baal HaSulam, Shemati 51. If you encounter this villain, how can we reignite our hearts? Question: from the past state of connection and ascent, the state of burdening has come. How can we reignite our hearts and rise even higher? Answer: we must understand that the state of descent is not really a descent, but an acquisition of new desires that were not revealed to you before. Therefore, you should be happy about this state because it indicates a future ascent, and you should connect with each other. You need to develop a feeling between you that you are in a special state, constantly support each other, and come up with new actions and new opportunities. It should be interesting for you to be together. You should have fun together. You should feel that by coming together, you are rising to the next degree and that the Creator is with you. From the first part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, October 1, 2023. Lesson 3: Overcoming the Burdening of the Heart. The Beginning of Spiritual Work. Question: if there are friends in the ten who are not ready to be in mutual guarantee, then is there perhaps the need to divide the ten? Answer: this is an extreme case. What can you expect from a person who is just beginning to study? Like at school, in the first years the child does not understand where he is at all. A person repeats, learns, and connects with friends, but only when he really begins to enter into the system of mutual guarantee, is it considered the beginning of his spiritual work. There is no need to count either by years or by some degrees, you just need to continue. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 3, 2023. The Avut, Mutual Guarantee. Deliver the suitcase to its destination. Question: how can I understand at every moment of my life that I carry the suitcase of the Creator, meaning that I work for him and not for myself? Answer: the suitcase represents actions of bestowing to the Creator. If they are easy, then the suitcase is the right one and the action is correct. But if it is hard, it means that you got confused somewhere. Comment: it happens that at the beginning everything goes easily, and then a person wants to take more for himself, and takes the wrong suitcase. My response: it means that there is an incorrect connection between friends in the group. Here it is necessary to assess how easy it is to carry the suitcase. The connection imparts lightness to the suitcase. Question: my suitcase is my ten? Answer: No, these are your personal desires that you must correct, fill, and come with them to the end of creation. Everything in our life is tied up in relation to this suitcase that you must deliver to its destination. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Balhas Sulam Alishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below?